Hi, you're listening to Petri.com's MJF Chat Show. I am Mary Jo Foley, aka your Petri.com community magnet, and I'm here to interview industry experts about various topics that you, our readers and listeners, want to know about. So today's MJF Chat is going to be about Microsoft's Chromium-based Edge browser, which sometimes we affectionately call Credge. My guest today is Russell Smith, an IT consultant, trainer, author, and regular contributor to Petri.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Russell.
Thanks for having me, Mary Jo.
Yep, looking forward to this one. I myself am running both the dev and the beta channels of Credge right now, and I really like it. I'm running it on Windows 7 and 10.
Right, yeah, me too. I've been using it, I think, since the day it was launched or the day after. And to be honest, yeah, I love it, which is surprising because I've never really been a big fan of Google Chrome.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit dubious about Credge. But so far, I haven't really found any problems with it. It does everything that I need it to do. So
that's awesome. Yep. So maybe we should just start at the very beginning for people who don't know. And have you address what is Chromium-based Edge and when do you think it might GA?
Yes, so Chromium-based Edge or Credge is basically, if you like, an evolution of Microsoft Edge, which is the current browser that ships with Windows 10. So if we go back a little bit further, the current version of Edge is actually, if you like, a stripped down version of Internet Explorer, but with a new rendering engine that Microsoft developed specifically for Windows 10 Edge, and it's called Edge HTML. Now, the problem with the current version of Edge that's in Windows 10 is, well, there are a couple of problems, I guess, or even more than just a couple. So if, I guess the first is that it has a very small market share.
Right.
So I don't know what the market share is. I think it's like 2% or something.
I know. I had heard a generous estimate of 5.
Okay. maybe 5 or something like this. Now, the problem with having a very small market share is that developers don't test their websites against it.
Right.
Because, well, why would they? Because nobody's using it. So you get a lot of issues with sites not rendering properly. Some sites just don't work in Edge at all. Whether that's because the developer has decided they put an artificial block in it because they don't want to support it, or whether there's a feature that Microsoft just hasn't developed within Edge, and you find that in Google Chrome, so they develop and test against Google Chrome. So there are lots of issues with compatibility, I think with speed, although Microsoft claims that in certain circumstances, the current Edge actually runs faster than Chrome. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are also issues with the fact that people just don't trust Microsoft browsers, obviously with the legacy history that we have with Internet Explorer. So now we're at today's point where Microsoft has basically decided, well, they already decided, I guess, probably last year, and it kind of launched, was it January or February this year, the insider preview for a new version of Edge.
Right. Yep.
So it's all a little bit confusing because, as we just discussed offline, it's also called Edge. But it's
right.
Based.
So, yeah. I know that. So we should be clear about why we call this Credge. Besides just it sounds funny and it's a joke, Microsoft's current browser is called Edge. The new one, when it launches, will also be called Edge. So it's hard to distinguish sometimes between which Edge you're talking about, current Edge or the new Edge, which was codenamed Anaheim. I mean, I guess we could use codename Anaheim, but I don't think a lot of people know that codename. Right. And then the new Edge also runs not just on Windows 10, but on Windows 7, 8, 8.1, and Mac OS. So then you have to talk about which Edge are you talking about. Then there's a separate Edge that runs on Android and a separate Edge that runs on iOS. So there are a lot of things called Edge right now.
Yes. So, I mean, officially this was launched as the Microsoft Edge Insider Preview, I think, was
That's
the
great.
Kind of official name. Lots of people are calling it kind of Chromium-based Edge or Credge for short, if you like. And the main difference with this version of Edge is that it's based on an open source project, Chromium, which is actually what Google Chrome is based on. And it uses a rendering engine called Blink. Now, the reason for.
This conference will now be recorded.
Sorry about that, Russell.
Okay, so I'll repeat that last
Yep,
bit. Yeah.
thanks.
So the new version of Edge or the CRED or Edge Insider Preview, whatever you want to call it, the major difference between the existing version of Edge is that it's based on an open source project called Chromium, which is what Google Chrome is based on. And it uses a rendering engine called Blink. And as you just said, Mary Jo, the other major differences are that this is being supported on a whole wide variety of platforms, including platforms which are just about to go out of support, like Windows 7, and Windows 8 and Mac OS. And of course, we already have Edge on iOS and Android. So the iOS version is based on Safari or the Safari rendering engine, if you like. And the Android version, of course, is based on Chromium. So Microsoft actually already has experience building a browser based on Chromium. So that's basically what's happening. It's been a very controversial decision. There are lots of people very unhappy about it because they think that this is going to reduce competition in the marketplace, that now we have one less major browser. But in fact, as we've just discussed, it has such a, you know, the existing Edge has such a small market share. I don't think it really matters, to be honest. It's not a real contender anyway.
I know.
Uh,
And you know,
so.
I've actually personally found the new Edge to work better on lower power devices like my Surface Go, because
Right.
things like TweetDeck didn't used to work well, or sometimes even almost at all, with the old Edge. But with the new Edge, it works so much better. And you know, I guess at the time when Microsoft was talking about the reason they did their own version of their browser was to have diversity in the ecosystem and all, I was like, okay, I buy that. But if diversity and heterogeneity means it doesn't work right, then I'm not for that.
Yes, sure. I also think one of the major reasons that Microsoft basically had to do this was because of, well, you could say now we can talk about Windows S mode or Windows S and Microsoft, you know, the Windows Lite OS, which is supposed to be coming probably sometime next year, because on those devices you cannot install another browser. You are stuck basically with what you have. And Microsoft Edge, as it stands in Windows 10, as you've just said, it just doesn't cut it. It just doesn't cut it. And, you know, people are using the browser as their main means for productivity. And if you've got a browser that, you know, doesn't really work, isn't compatible, or is slow, people are just not going to adopt, you know, Windows Lite OS or whatever comes next. You have to have something that is compatible and, you know, performs at least as well as Google Chrome, which is what many people use as their default browser. So, you know, it has to be as good as that, you know, if not better. So I don't think Microsoft really had a choice, to be honest.
I agree. And you know, I don't know when it will GA. Have you heard anything about when they'll consider it
Well,
generally available?
officially nothing, but I would expect that they will aim to put this into 20H1. I have heard somewhere that they are gradually pulling out the current Edge icons of insider preview builds of 20H1, and I assume that's to kind of prepare for slipping in the new version of Edge in there, if you
Yeah,
like.
I bet you're right. I bet you're right. We
I would
should note,
imagine
though.
that is the aim.
Go ahead.
Go on, that's it, I finished
Oh,
it.
sorry. Okay. You know, the one thing I meant to mention, which I think is a really positive development also about Edge, is even though it will be part of Windows 10 still, we believe it'll still be an inbox app when you download 20H1, for example. They're going to be updating it and making it available outside of the operating system too, even for Windows 10 users. So it'll be updated through the store, and that means it should be able to be updated more frequently than the operating system itself, which is good news.
Yes, that's also important because the current version of Edge, it gets updated basically only when you get a feature update. for Windows 10, and that's it. So, and obviously, Chrome is being updated once a month. So,
So, I think one of the biggest features that IT pros are going to be interested in Credge is this thing called Internet Explorer mode or IE mode. Could you talk a little bit about that and what it is and how you actually use it?
Yeah. So we actually already have Internet Explorer mode for the current Edge.
Right.
And basically what it is, it's a group policy setting where organizations can define a list of sites which they want their users to open in Internet Explorer in the as it stands in Windows 10. So what actually happens right now is if you're using Edge in Microsoft 10, and you go to one of these sites that's been defined by your organization that's only compatible with IE, what actually happens is you get a message in the Edge browser window that says basically the site is only compatible with IE, and it automatically opens up in IE, but in a different browser, in a completely different browser.
Right.
So that's how it works at the moment. So what Microsoft announced at Build was that the new version of Edge is going to support IE mode as well, but it's going to work differently. So instead of opening up those legacy sites in Internet Explorer, you will essentially get a new tab in Credge running the Internet Explorer rendering engine, if that makes sense.
It does.
So the idea of this is to allow users to just use one browser rather than having Edge or Credge and then IE open as well. Mm-hmm. That everything will just happen in one browser window. And I haven't actually looked to see how they've implemented this in Credge at the moment, but it might be that users are not even aware that the new tab is using, you know, Internet Explorer's rendering engine, if you like. It'll be completely seamless to the end user.
Which is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Credge IE mode, do you think that's going to support ActiveX controls and browser helper objects?
Yes, so it is going to be full compatibility. At least Microsoft says they're aiming for full compatibility, and it will support all of those technologies which were proprietary to Internet Explorer. They don't work in any other browser. So things like ActiveX controls and browser helper objects, BHOs, if you have legacy applications or an intranet site that relies on those things, they will indeed work in Credge. I think it's worth saying that Internet Explorer mode in Credge isn't something, at least I don't believe this is something Microsoft is going to allow you to just switch on as an end user. You won't be able to just decide, I want to open a new tab in IE mode. At least that's not built into it at the moment, and I don't think that's what they're going to allow you to do. It is something that you would have to define in group policy.
Okay, that's good.
So it's not something you can go into a menu and just find, if you like.
Right, got it. Yeah. We've got a reader question from Horge, who said, Credge has been great so far, but do we know exactly which features from the old Edge, like annotation, sharing, and reading lists, are going to be available? Like, do we even know that all of these will be available, and do we know when they'll be available in Credge?
Well, Microsoft has said that they will bring some of the features across if they think they are wanted and that they make sense. Mm-hmm. So that the short answer is that we don't know exactly the list of features that are going to be brought across. I think that in terms of I would be surprised if they bring the leading list across, to be honest. maybe. I don't know. Do you use it? Do you know anybody who uses it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I don't use it. But whenever we talk about it maybe not being in there, there are always the people who come out of the woodwork and say, wait, I use that feature, right? So I don't think they're going to be able to do every feature or decide to do every feature. But again, even though they've given us a pretty good roadmap of what they're going to do, especially in the enterprise, I don't think they've actually committed to every feature being in there.
Yeah. I think it's more likely
they... Security features, though.
Yeah.
Do you think
security
all of those
features? I think they have promised to bring across Smart Screen. So this is the system that basically checks the website that you're visiting to see whether it hosts any malicious software, that kind of stuff, or kind of phishing website or something like that. So they promised to bring that across. They've promised to support Windows Defender Application Guard, which is the kind of sandboxing system for the entire browser, if you like, to make it to isolate it from the base OS. And what else have they promised to bring across? Of course, we've got now support for more than 180 group policy objects, which is something that they recently added, group policy support. So that's obviously important. And they promised to bring across conditional access.
Right.
And integration with Azure Active Directory. So quite a lot of that security stuff is coming across, because otherwise enterprises are going to wonder why, of course, they don't stick with, you know, the existing Edge. So,
yeah, exactly. What about mobile device management deployments in Windows 10?
They've said that that's going to be supported, but the official line at the moment seems to only be with Intune.
Oh, really?
At least that's what's written. So I don't know whether that will be extended to other third-party mobile device management solutions, or whether it's something that we'll only get with Intune, but it's definitely on the roadmap, yes.
Okay, good. So I don't really want to bring this up because it's a loaded question, but UWP apps, whatever those are these days, right? The ones that use Edge HTML, the old rendering engine, will those still be supported in Credge?
Yes. So what's going to, at least what Microsoft has said, is that if you have a UWP app that currently uses Edge HTML, that even when Credge reaches general availability, that your applications will be able to remain on the existing rendering engine, Edge HTML, or they will be able to use the new Credge engine. So it won't mean that when Credge GAs that suddenly all of your UWP apps are going to stop working.
Right.
Now, for how long Microsoft will support that situation, of course, is another question.
I know.
Because it doesn't really make sense in my mind to support Edge HTML forever, of course.
Right.
But at least in the short term, there will be some duality in rendering engines, if you like. Yes.
I mean, I think that's a good move because, you know, Microsoft's heritage is supporting legacy, and they got people who are developing apps to commit to using Edge HTML. And it would be kind of, I don't know, uncharacteristic of them to just suddenly say, and by the way, we're not doing that anymore as of whenever Edge, the new Edge GAs.
Yeah,
I think they do need to give people a ramp, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see that they're still supporting IE11 4 years after Edge GA'd in Windows 10. So
right.
I think, you know, you're going to have 5 or 6 years support of Edge HTML as a minimum. And they have to anyway, I think, because you've got the long-term servicing branch of Windows 10 as well.
Right.
Which is, what, 4 or 5 years of support? Yep. So they can't just ditch HTML.
Is it 10?
Or is it
still?
Even 10? No. Yeah, it might be 10 even if you include the extended part. Right. So I don't think, you know, that they're going to suddenly ditch Edge HTML. That's not going to happen either. So
let's talk a little bit about the new Edge on Windows 7. I think this was a smart move too for Microsoft to decide to deploy this, because even though Windows 7 is officially no longer supported by Microsoft as of January 2020. There's still going to be people who are running it unsupported. And there are also going to be people who buy the extended support contracts from Microsoft and continue to run it for up to 3 years. So I think it was a good move for them to bring this to Windows 7 finally, especially because I know a lot of companies, especially larger enterprises too, you know, they may buy Windows 10 and downgrade it through their licensing rights so that everybody's running the same version of Windows. But what do you think about them supporting Windows 7? And as a secondary part to the question, what about automating deployment of Credge to Windows 7?
So, well, of course, one of the big problems with UWP apps and Edge itself in Windows 10 was that there was no legacy support for Windows 7.
Right.
And of course, when Windows 10 launched, you know, most of the world was still using Windows 7.
Yep.
And I don't know what percentage of Windows deployments are now Windows 10 versus Windows 7. I don't know, has it reached 50-50 or whatever it is?
Yeah,
But still, there's a lot.
I just saw a new stat this week that's high 30 percentage points are still running Windows 7.
Right, okay, so there's still a sizable,
It is.
population there using Windows 7. And of course, if you exclude them for those new technologies, then of course developers are going to think, well, why would I write a UWP app on Windows 10 if, most of the world is still running Windows 7? At least that was the case 4 years ago. And I think the same situation with Edge now. If Microsoft is serious about Edge really getting a hold on the market, then they have to make it available everywhere. And if Windows XP is anything to go by, Windows 7 isn't going to die in
Exactly.
January 2020. It's not going to
Right.
die,
Right.
and as you said, there's the many, many reasons why people might or organizations might still use it. There are, also Windows Virtual Desktop, which is still in preview, but when that GAs, I don't know when that's due to GA, but when that GAs, you will also be able to choose to use Windows 7 for a limited period of
All
time.
right.
So that's the virtualization in the cloud of Windows. Not just going to be Windows 10, also Microsoft offering Windows 7 after January 2020 there. So again, they need to have this browser supported because otherwise you're excluding a whole chunk of your corporate customers and of course your consumer customers who just basically won't upgrade Windows until their PC dies, So yeah.
What about automation of deployment to Windows 7?
Yeah. So automation, this is going to be provided, so Credge is going to be provided in the form of an offline installer across all of the supported platforms. So basically you will be able to deploy it using pretty much any deployment solution like System Center, Configuration Manager, for instance, or any other deployment solution that works with Microsoft installer technology, you'll be able to use it. Unlike the current version of Edge, where it's completely baked into the OS and there's no other way to deploy it. So,
That's good.
it'll be widely configurable in terms of deployment. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add that you think IT pros might be interested in knowing about the coming Chromium-based Edge?
So what else? Yeah, it's going to have enterprise-grade integrated PDF support. I'm not quite sure
All
what they
right.
mean by enterprise
Yeah.
grade, but
Right.
we're going to get that. In terms of features coming over from the existing Edge, I do think it's probably quite likely. I'll be surprised if they don't bring across the OneNote annotation feature, just because that's something they pushed quite a lot on their Surface products. So I would be surprised to see that go, but who knows? Maybe
I know,
it
right.
depends on how, is it really used as often as we think it's used, or as often as Microsoft would like us to think that it's used.
Yep,
Yeah.
correct. You know what I heard? This is still kind of unconfirmed, but genuinely positive speculation. They're going to bring Credge to Linux, I believe.
Oh, right. Okay. I hadn't heard
Yeah.
that. Okay.
Which, some people are like, oh, how many people really would use it on Linux? Well, if you're going to have it be on Mac OS, I think having it on Linux is probably a good idea too, especially the way Microsoft these days is putting a lot of support into the Windows subsystem for Linux and Linux in general.
Well, maybe, I mean, I guess that Chrome is available for Linux. I guess that
Right.
it must be. And if Chrome is on Linux, then I think Credge also needs to be on Linux. So that makes a lot of sense, I think. If market share is part of the goal here, then of course it needs to be there as well. It needs to be everywhere that Chrome is.
It does. I think that is the perfect endpoint to this podcast. It was a good slogan. So for all of you regular listeners here, we're going to be back in a couple of weeks with our next guest, so be sure to watch for that. I'll be posting the information on petri.com, and that will be your signal, listeners, to send in your questions. All you have to do is go to the MJF chat area in the forums on petri.com and submit questions right in there. In regard to this chat with Russell, look for the audio and the transcript of it, as with all of our chats, in the next few days. Thanks again, Russell, for doing this.
Thank you.